Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had a little taste of that yesterday. Lamar Jackson, he wins the battle between he and Deshaun Watson, and quite frankly, wasn't even close. No. Dominant performance by Lamar Jackson yesterday.
And really, he kind of got started slow as well.
Yeah, he was missing receivers.
He seemed to be like a little tight. It's like, you know, we were talking about how these quarterbacks clearly want to win for their team, but it's about that relationship, too, and that matchup against the other quarterback. They were both a little bit tight. Deshaun Watson was just flat-out never himself, and then Lamar Jackson settled in. And, man, he had another one of those runs, like the Bengals game, where you're just like, come on, man. I mean, he is magical.
Am I being too easy on the defense? I don't blame I really think the offense left the defense on an island, and while the defense wasn't good, I just think when the offense scores 7 points, and really it's a misleading 7 points because it was at the end, I just put this one 100% on the offense in regards to the Texans.
No, you can't put it 100%. The defense just didn't do its job getting off the field.
I mean, what do you want them to do? Hold them to 7 or less?
Less than 41. I mean, you know, and the other part is, look, he's magical. I just said that. But you can't give up 263 yards rushing. Yes, Lamar Jackson is going to have a big play, a couple of big plays, maybe three big plays. But 200, you got work. The defensive line, because of everything else going on with Bill O'Brien and getting romped by 41-7 and Deshaun Watson having a bad game and scoring only 7 points, the defensive line is getting a free pass by and large right now. They didn't put any pressure on the quarterback. Zero. Even the one sack that Brandon Scarlett had was a run pass option that maybe he was even going to run. It wasn't a true drop back sack. You know, he kind of blitzed or whatever. I mean, he gets it, but no pressure on the quarterback, and you got gashed for 263 yards.
A blessing in disguise of some sort for this loss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to reach for anything at this point. I'm Reaction Monday. Maybe it's better that if the Texans don't have a bye week. Because I think if Bill O'Brien has too much time by himself, he'll overthink things, and you'll see stuff like what you saw yesterday against Baltimore. And that's along.
But what did he show that looked like it was overthought? They ran fewer run
maybe
pass
the
options.
Fact that I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to.
But they ran fewer run pass options than they should have, and that they have in recent games. There wasn't really a whole lot of. Good scouting
because
they couldn't get anything going offensively.
I don't know.
Hop was awesome.
I don't know. Except before the game.
We haven't even mentioned that yet.
That outfit was disgraceful. Come on, Nuke.
Everybody was torching him for that.
Nuke, come on, man.
Is it bad that I didn't think it was that bad, big a deal?
Come on, Nuke.
It wasn't letter jackets. People were like, this is the letter jacket game.
No. That was worse than the leather.
No, it was not worse.
Yes, it was.
He's a stylish kind of guy,
no,
man.
No, he was wearing a dress.
No, it was an overcoat.
No, he was wearing a pink dress with a matching pink flower bag.
It was more peach.
There was nothing okay about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
I thought he had some style, to be honest.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it.
I would hope not.
Why do you say that?
I just would hope not.
You don't think I could pull it off?
No. Nobody could pull that off.
Even Hop didn't pull it off.
There's a lot of stuff Hop can pull off. That outfit was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was thinking, but it was almost as bad as the 41-7 L. Indianapolis 33, Jacksonville 13. Jacoby Brissett with the knee brace leads the Colts to a win. However, Marlon Mack fractures his hand. He will not be on the field Thursday in Houston. So the Texans continue to catch breaks in the AFC South. Probably no T.Y. Hilton, probably no Marlon Mack, but the Texans are still just a 3-point favorite.
That's that's telling as well. That's Vegas is telling you they don't have a lot of confidence in this thing. You put it very well earlier. Can you imagine going into this game without Deshaun Watson, without Hopkins, and without Hyde? You'd be 9-point dog, 7.5 to 9 points.
Frank Reich deserves a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck leaves. T.Y. Hilton hobbled and all this, and they still just keep scratching and clawing. He deserves a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's a reason why he is 3-1 against Bill O'Brien. And the only time he lost was when he went for it in overtime. The coaching advantage is significantly in Indianapolis's favor on Thursday. The talent advantage, significantly in the Texans' favor, in my opinion.
For this game, for sure.
Yeah.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with no Marlon Mack, with no T.Y. Hilton,
yeah,
with Brissett at quarterback. I think Ebron's banged up too. The talent advantage is in the Texans' favor, but the coaching advantage, the quality of coach, significantly in favor of the Colts.
Well, and really all you need to know about how good a coach Frank Reich is look at who the leading receiver was in the Colts game yesterday. I mean, he's making regular Joes look like stars. You know, the Indianapolis Colts were struggling, obviously, but Eric Ebron had his catches. Marcus Johnson had 4 catches. You were talking about that earlier. I mean, Chester Rogers, Zach Pascal hurt the Texans earlier, but he was out there. They're doing it. That tells you how good the coach is, because he's getting these kind of relative nobodies into significant roles in the absence of their other players.
I mean, this would just be the ultimate knockout punch if the Colts win on Thursday. There's no excuse for it to happen.
The city's going to burn.
Come on, John.
No, I'm saying,
come
man.
Come on, John.
I'm saying, you know, as much as, you know, they've had a good year and everyone is all about Bill O'Brien right now, and I can understand it. I'm not criticizing you. Can you imagine if they lose to the Colts at home without those players?
You know what the question's going to be asked on Friday, and I think rightfully so. Be interesting. We got plenty of time to preview that, though. Stanford Rowe will be in on Wednesday. James E. Hedebo on game day. John McClain tomorrow. So we'll get ready for it. But the good news is the Texans under Bill O'Brien, what they've hung their hat on and what's been most favorable to them has been the division.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only fitting that after you, what should I say, wet the bed?
Yeah.
Wet the bed on Sunday. With an opportunity to emerge as one of the best teams in the AFC, you go back to your comfort zone in the AFC South. Raiders topped the Bengals yesterday 17-10. The Raiders were the 6th seed heading into the weekend. However, they are not anymore. They're on the outside looking in at a playoff picture. Why?
Because they...
The Texans are now the 6th seed.
Well, the Texans are the 6th seed, but I'm saying they struggled against the Bengals. They were losing in that game early on.
Yeah, but they won. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so the Texans are the 6th seed, and the Colts are first place. Patriots 17, Eagles 10.
I'm buying that Patriots defense. I was skeptical, even though everybody's raving about it earlier in the year, but they're doing this to everybody now.
Eagles are in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough
spot. Yeah, they're in a tough spot.
It's weird. Doug Peterson, you know, he wins that Super Bowl. Now all of a sudden there's people questioning him, so... Mm-hmm. Something to keep an eye on there.
Who was his offensive coordinator?
It was Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Bills 37, Dolphins 20. Bills now a game up in the loss column against the Texans. Don't know if that'll come into play. I think this Thursday's game will determine that, but definitely something to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm. And the Bills just keep winning. You know, nobody talk about questioning them. Nobody's really bought in all year, but they just keep winning. And right now, they're the top one for the wild card.
Cowboys 35, Lions 27. No Matt Stafford. This one was pretty interesting, but Zeke Elliott scored the touchdown. He did the Dak hip dance.
Mm-hmm, the little warm-up.
In the end zone, poking fun at his quarterback. Broncos were up 20-0 against the Vikings at the half. They end up losing 27-23.
Let me ask you this. We have been talking about these three-game stretch for a while now. Ravens, Colts, Patriots. And then kind of like just glossing over those last four, other than the Titans. I mean, we know the Titans, 2 games there are going to be important. But kind of saying, okay, Broncos W, at Buccaneers W. How sure are you? Which of those teams would scare you the most? The Broncos or at Buccaneers? It's got to be Tampa Bay, right? Because of their receivers?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, which one of those is the biggest trap? Well, trap.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, it's got to be at the
Buccaneers. Sandwiched between 2 Titans games, too.
Mm-hmm. That's got trap written all over it. Big time.
Titans are one game behind you in the loss column.
And they play you twice. Right now, Mike Vrabel's telling his guys, dudes, it's right there in front of us. All we got to do is just win these games. These even if it's just, you know, bat 500 on the others and beat the Texans twice. Because he's telling them the Texans ain't going to beat the Colts and the Patriots, you know, and they're probably going to stumble somewhere else.
Man.
Because you can count on at least, what do the Texans have? Six more games? Three losses? Two losses? What can you count on there from the Texans?
Losses?
Patriots for sure. And probably
there's no for sure win. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a for sure loss, except there's not a for sure win.
Mm-hmm. Patriots?
I mean.
That's a loss.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I actually thought that Baltimore was a bigger threat than the Patriots.
But, I will agree there.
But I would be a clown to come on here and sit here and act like anyone should believe that the Texans can beat the Patriots.
Right.
You know, right. Less than 24 hours after what we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I'm just kidding.
But let me put on my red nose.
Saints 34, Bucks 17.
Not a whole lot there, but the Bucks, you know, they were in it early. The Saints all of a sudden are like the best team in the NFC, or at least mentioned with it.
It's weird because they haven't really been the sexy team. Mm-hmm. And I hate when we say that to talk about sports stuff, but they've never, no one's really ever just, like, no one's pounding on the table saying the Saints are the best team in the NFC. They're always trying to find a flavor of the month.
But they keep staying there.
They keep staying there. But it just seems like in the NFC, everyone's always trying to find a flavor of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the Cowboys after 3 weeks or
whomever.
Insert any other team.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina was hot for a while. The Saints, most consistent, and they're where they need to be. Jets 34, Redskins 17.
The Jets all of a sudden clearly have made. Keep in mind, the Jets lost to the Dolphins. The Jets lost to the Dolphins and beat the Redskins by that margin.
Redskins
34
are trash.
They're horrible.
They're awful.
Who would win?
Dwayne Haskins doesn't look too good either.
The Redskins don't play the Bengals this year, do they? Because who would win that game?
I don't know.
Probably the Bengals.
People who hate football would win that
game. Yeah.
Falcons, Panthers. Falcons win 29-3. Christian McCaffrey, MVP chances probably gone now.
I would say it's a two-man race between Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. But, you know, I got to tell you, I've been very much a skeptic of Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach in the NFL. Like the guy, like his offensive play calling as a coordinator, but they look pretty dang good. They had control of this game for a while, the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals 26, 49ers 36. Cardinals look better.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true. Bears 7, Rams 17. Mitch Trubisky crying on the sidelines. They said he had a hip injury.
Air quotes. They had a hip injury is what they said, but they didn't say it till after the game. It looked like, by all rights, that he got benched for Chase Daniel. And, boy, what a disaster in Chicago. They should be a contender for the best team in the NFC if they had a quarterback. Should.
I wonder if Trubisky's going to be the quarterback next year.
I don't know.
Or if they're going to punt on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw Arizona. They punted on Josh Rosen after mm-hmm. 1 year.
Yeah.
And they're showing some signs right now.
They were criticized for it. But
sometimes it's better to not tread water and actually make a proactive move.
Well, and not make a move just to save face so you don't have to admit a mistake. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of teams would do in this situation. No, let's just stick with him another year. Because they don't want to look bad. General managers hate admitting that they blew a draft choice, especially at the quarterback position, and especially when it's at the quarterback position and you could have had Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
COG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's dive deep into yesterday's loss. Who's the most to blame? What's the right side of the loss? What's the bad side of the loss? We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.